It's Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A judge orders Johnson & Johnson to pay $570 million for its role in Oklahoma's opioid epidemic. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico declares a national emergency as Tropical Storm Dorian threatens to turn into a hurricane. And lastly, Joe Biden's brother reportedly offered help in incorporating a private business's healthcare model into Biden's 2020 presidential campaign.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
A federal judge has ordered the Johnson & Johnson company to pay more than $500 million to help fund addiction treatment and other services linked to Oklahoma's opioid epidemic, a crisis the giant pharmaceutical company has almost exclusively fueled. The state argued that Johnson & Johnson marketed products irresponsibly, even as the growth of opioids led to an increase in addiction and overdoses. This is the first time a trial court has held a drug maker accountable for the nation's opioid epidemic, which has contributed to more than 700,000 drug overdose deaths in the United States since 1999. Puerto Rico has declared a national emergency ahead of Tropical Storm Dorian, which forecasters predict will strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane before it makes landfall on the island late Tuesday. Governor Wanda Vasquez announced that 360 shelters for 48,000 people will be made available to those who do not have a safe place to go during the storm. Dorian arrives nearly 2 years after Hurricane Maria, the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history, which killed almost 3,000 people on the island and has sparked mass protests across Puerto Rico.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Politico reports that Joe Biden's younger brother, James, told potential business partners that the former vice president would help their firm land business with court systems and would incorporate their healthcare model into his 2020 presidential campaign. It's nice of him to do. The allegations came in sworn declarations made by executives at firms suing Biden's brother that were filed in federal court on Friday. However, they didn't allege any wrongdoing by Joe Biden or indicate that he had any knowledge of his brother's alleged promises. The claims are consistent with others made over the years that relatives of Biden have sought to enrich themselves off of his public service. But this is the first explicit claim that there was an offer to have the former vice president use his clout to help private business interests. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A new Roanoke College poll found that 53% of potential Virginia voters said they disapproved of Donald Trump's job performance, while just 27% said they approved, a new low. From the Washington Post, Trump announced Monday that he intends to invite Vladimir Putin to the G7 summit in 2020, despite warnings that Russia is actively trying to interfere again in the U.S. presidential election. An internal poll from the campaign of Andy Beshear shows the Democratic challenger leading Kentucky's Republican governor, Matt Bevin, by 9 percentage points, 48% to 39%, with a little over 2 months until the election. And Brazil's fascist overlord, Jair Bolsonaro, announced that he will reject the $22 million offered by G7 countries to help the country fight the Amazon fires, saying the resources would be put to better use reforesting Europe.
Quicker! Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.